we managed to get hold of Mary Gosby from the Song Gardeners, and Chrissy had a chat with her.
Hi Mary, thanks for joining us here on the New Age Radio Show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm delighted to be here.
Now Mary is one half of one of the finest New Age bands around, called the Song Gardeners. So Mary, can you tell the listeners something about the group and your partner in that musical quest?
Well, the Song Gardeners was formed in 2019 by me and my dear friend Corey Dunn. Not only are we friends and musicians, but we share a common passion for organic gardening, hence the name the Song Gardeners. Corey and I met when our sons were in kindergarten together, and we took songwriting classes in the mid-2000s at our local community college in the San Francisco Bay Area. But we never co-wrote or performed together until 2019. I had co-founded a rock cover band called Cool Fire, and we needed someone to cover for our keyboard player. I called Corey and she was available and interested. Shortly after that gig, the two of us performed for 3 hours straight for an event in our hometown of Los Altos, California. And we had so much fun that we decided to form our own band. At that time, I was also in the midst of recording my debut solo album, Time to Soar, with producer and multi-instrumentalist David Vito Gregoli. Corey and I took a road trip to Los Angeles so she could record backing vocals for the album. And while we were there, Vito played guitar for a Donna DeLore performance in Topanga Canyon. And Corey and I were so mesmerized by Donna's music, voice, and chants, so we set out to each write our own chant. And that's how my song, Love Flows, and Corey's song, Sabe Sata Suki Hontu, were conceived. Her song is based on a Buddhist chant and means, may all beings be well. Around that same time, I met guitarist, songwriter, and producer David Scheibner through mutual friends and the West Coast Songwriters Organization. We kept running into each other like the universe wanted us to work together. David grew up in Los Altos, but lived and worked in Los Angeles and Nashville for many years in the entertainment industry before returning home. Corey and I met with David at our local Pete's Coffee Shop in early 2020 and decided to record our first two singles, Sabe Sata Suki Hontu and Love Flows. We each recorded at home and sent our tracks to David as everyone was in COVID lockdown by that time. David's responsible for creating our chill groove vibe, and we call our genre New Age Pop. So it's pop music with positive, spiritually infused messages. And our tagline is music with a message. So we officially launched the Song Gardeners with those two singles on June 18th, 2020.
Thank you. Well, you've been a huge success, especially with our listeners and the charts. Was that a pleasant surprise for you?
Absolutely. It's been a dream come true. Music and songwriting have been passions of mine since I was a child, but only as a hobby until recently. I earned bachelor and master's degrees in business administration and spent 3 decades working in high tech in Silicon Valley. The last 20 years running a marketing consulting firm I co-founded. But in the spring of 2018, I was feeling burnt out and decided to take a sabbatical. A couple of months later, a mutual friend, Stephanie Persall, introduced me to Vito Gregoli. I had written 9 songs that are what I call spiritually infused and capture my own spiritual lessons. Vito saw a gem in each song and we set out to record an album. I wrote 3 more songs along the way and that became Time to Soar, which was released in November of 2019. And I was really thrilled and honored to receive praise from reviewers, award nominations, and 3rd place in the Best Vocal Album of 2019 by One World Music Radio. So thank you so much for your support.
It has been a pleasure. Now I can see you are also a meditation teacher and a spiritual coach. Can you tell us more about that side of Mary Gosby?
Of course. I was raised Catholic, but always had a desire for a direct and deeper connection with the divine. It was a book my mother had that really piqued my interest in spirituality, Love is Letting Go of Fear by Gerald Jampolsky. It's a summary of A Course in Miracles, and I read it when I was 16. Over the years, I read books like A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, which is also based on A Course in Miracles, The Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav, A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, and practiced various meditation techniques. But in 2011, my dear friend Margie Suazo introduced me to Abraham Hicks and the Law of Attraction, and a visionary author and filmmaker, Caroline Corey. I began studying Caroline's Omnium method for energy healing, as well as her many teachings and meditations, which really helped deepen my spiritual awareness and expand my consciousness. So in 2015, Margie and myself and our other dear friend, Vinaz Harobady, co-founded Soul Healing Studio. We teach an online meditation class called Journey into Meditation. We offer energy healing sessions, spiritual coaching sessions, and we do that globally via phone or Zoom. Some of my songs have actually dropped in while I was in a meditative state. The chorus from I Choose Love on Time to Soar was a gift. It is, in this moment, I get to choose. No one else is standing in my shoes. It's up to me who I want to be. What I think, how I feel, I create my reality. Love Flows is a guided meditation. All Is Well on Time to Soar is a lullaby for humanity. And also on Time to Soar is a song called Live From Your Heart, in which I teach Caroline Corey's four-step creative formula. So it's been so fun and rewarding to turn my spiritual lessons into songs, kind of like Schoolhouse Rock's spiritual edition.
So if you could select just one person other than Corey that you would like to perform with on stage or on a track with from any time, alive or past, who is or would that have been? And why?
That's a great question. Well, I've been a U2 fan for many, many years and really admire Bono's songwriting messages. And so I would say being on stage with U2 and Bono singing his song One. That's a song that I read that he described as being unfinished, that the listener interprets and finishes. So I think that's pretty cool. It's a very powerful song.
Fascinating, and a great choice too. So finally, what do you have planned for 2023?
Definitely writing more songs, recording and performing. I would love to go on tour with a full band. So backing me and Corey would be our producer, David Scheibner on guitar, Jimmy Butler on bass, and Rick Alegria on drums. Jimmy has recorded bass, keys, and drums on some of our Songgardner recordings, and Rick is an amazing drummer who has helped me improve my own drumming skills. So touring, playing at festivals, and New Age events are all intentions of mine, and I look forward to continuing to learn, to create, and share my gifts with the world. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mary. And I'm sure we'll be keeping an eye out and an ear out for more of your music.
Excellent. Thank you, Chrissy, for that wonderful interview there with Mary Gospie, one half of the Sun Gardeners. And I'll tell you what, let's listen to their latest single right now. Here are the Sun Gardeners and The Little Things.
From the past, the moon in the night, holding a hand that feels just right. The sound of the rain, a walk on a beach as the waves roll in. The chirping of birds, a flower in bloom, a cloud full of art in the afternoon. A warm sip of tea, a heartfelt embrace from a precious
us there with their brand new single, The Little Things. Next up, we have a piece of music